Thank you, Chair. Don't have an intention to enter into back and forth, but I feel that some of my words were taken and interpreted wrongly. In no point have we claimed that UNCTAD doesn't have a mandate or a calling, let's say, on climate change. In fact, when we're negotiating the Bridgestone Covenant, that was one of our, from the EU side, one of the concepts that we were very eager to incorporate, and we're very happy that we managed to incorporate despite not everybody being eager to reflect it. So I think that is utterly wrong if that was the interpretation of my words. The interpretation of my words, or let's say the message of that I tried to pass from our side, is twofold. One, which yes, you did correctly reflect, but perhaps well, visibly you have a different opinion on the value of an entity, let's say, educating or informing in a process in which it by it itself is not involved in, has, let's say, limitations. It obviously does offer still scope to work on that and analyze. I mean, in the end of the day, that's what academics do, but it has its limitations. On one side, you may receive very positive feedback. I have no doubts on that. But I'm also aware of feedbacks where, let's say, they're not in line with what you stated. So it depends who you ask, I suppose. That is on one side. The other message that you say how the papers were prepared, which is, I think, more relevant for the discussion today, I take your point, but in that case, that's what the draft should say. Right now, the draft does not say that. With our comments, basically what we suggested, if you would reread what I said, is we suggest that a redrafting to correctly reflect what has been the situation or the relation between these papers and the workshops. So if that is the case, what you elaborated, we're perfectly happy that that is what is reflected in the document, but it requires some adjustments. Thank you.